A lone figure sat on the grassy hillside of Memorial Gardens, next to a black marble headstone. She had tear stains on her face, and her hands absent-mindedly twirled the bouquet of pink carnations she held. They had been her favorites. The deep shadows formed, reminding her that the sun was rapidly disappearing, and she knew the gardener would arrive soon to secure the cemetery for the night. So she stood, kissed the top of the headstone, and placed the bouquet on the soft grass. "Good night, my love," she whispered, and slowly walked away. A large mass of dark storm clouds roiled the skies west of Memphis, bringing a storm in from Arkansas. Bailey Chambers shifted gears and raced the clouds, hoping to be off duty and on her way home before the skies opened and rain pelted the city. She pulled her rig into the company parking lot, released her trailers, and took her logbook and keys inside. She tossed the keys to the warehouse supervisor and placed her logbook on the counter. "I will see you guys bright and early on Monday," she said, as she headed for the door leading to the employee parking lot. "Have a great weekend and be careful," he answered. Bailey waved as she strode to the door. The sun was rapidly disappearing in the darkening skies as she made her way to the bright yellow Jeep for the short drive to Midtown. She needed a shower and a bite to eat before she made her way to her second job. During the week, Bailey drove a semi for the Memphis-based FedEx hub, her run taking her to Nashville and back every day. It paid the bills, with good money left over, but her weekend job bartending at a gay bar owned by her cousin Louise was the one she really enjoyed. She looked forward to the weekends and her nights at the club. Her brother Tommy and his best friend Joe were the headliners for the Friday and Saturday night drag shows. The club, generally packed to the gills with men and women of all ages and ethnic groups, had become her second home. The smile on her face grew ever wider as she pulled into the alleyway next to her brownstone and parked the Jeep as the first raindrops began to fall. Even the rain could not dampen her spirits tonight. It had been a long week, and Bailey was ready for some fun. Inside the house, she preheated the oven for dinner while she got her clothes ready for the evening. With her clothes freshly ironed and starched, she placed her dinner in the oven, then headed to the shower. The hot water washed away the miles she had driven during the week, and her body began to relax under the calming flow. Once finished, she dried off, caressed some hair product into her shoulder-length hair, and slipped into a thick terry robe. She left the bathroom and turned on her stereo system as she passed through her living room, dancing to the beat of one of her favorite disco tunes on her way to the kitchen. Bailey smiled as she remembered growing up with Tommy sashaying through the house as he danced to Donna Summer and various other disco artists. She arrived in the kitchen with 2 minutes remaining on the oven timer and spent the time pouring a glass of iced tea and setting a place at the table. Tommy was 4 years her senior and had been performing as the drag artist Marie Lepanto for nearly 5 years. He and his best friend Joe, a.k.a. Victoria Luxora, had spent years traveling the gay club circuit in the South and had spent over a year in San Francisco before returning home to Memphis. Except for Louise, Tommy was her only remaining family, and Bailey had missed him terribly when he was away. She was ecstatic that he had settled back into life in Memphis. The timer sounded on the oven, and she pulled her dinner out to cool. Reaching inside the refrigerator for the leftover salad and a bottle of dressing, Bailey began singing along with the tune as she dished up the pot pie and prepared her salad. She checked her watch and knew Joe and Tommy would be getting off work soon and going home to prepare for their evening at the club. Bailey dug into her meal as the rain began to fall harder, pounding out a rhythm on the tin roof of her home. She usually joined the boys for dinner at least once a week. However, the fun they had on the weekends was what she looked forward to the most. Watching them perform their shows always brought a smile to her face. Louise was a brilliant business person and had taken Club Foo Bar to the top of the dance and show clubs in Memphis. Cleverly, she refused to pay them a salary for their work at the club, which saved them a bundle in taxes. Instead, she had established investment funds for all three of them many years ago, and the investments she managed continued to grow even in the bleak economy.